You are listening to WSCA 106.1 on your FM dial. We're streaming online at WSCAFM.org. My name is Mark. I'm host of Black Knight Meditations, 4 hours of Black Death, Speed Thrash, Gothic Doom, Shred Power, Prog, Folk, and Traditional Metal every Tuesday evening, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can reach me via email, bnmradio@live.com. Now, any regular listener of 106.1 knows what a huge Moonspell fan I am ever since I bought Irreligious way back in 1996. And I've got Moonspell frontman Fernando on the phone to talk about the new album, Alpha Noir and Omega White, out this month in the U.S. on Napalm Records. So, Fernando, first of all, thank you very much for joining us on 106.1. Thank you very much, and always a pleasure to talk to you.
No problem. It's my pleasure. It's great to be here, you know, live from Lisbon, Portugal, so far away in the world, and to be able to talk with a fan. That makes it easier for us.
Well, I certainly hope so, because as I told you, I am a huge fan. When I got Irreligious back in 96, I mean, it immediately became one of my all-time favorite records, and to this day, still, it's in my top 10 favorite albums of all time, and I've been a fan of ever since. So
that's great, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, let's jump right into Alpha Noir and Omega White, and I got to start out with a hard-hitting question, okay? Why not release this as a double album? You know, I know there are financial considerations, and it's not so easy for a label to release two albums as one and then keep it financially feasible. I get that. My concern is releasing Omega White just as the deluxe edition. I fear that, you know, there are a lot of fans who will not hear that record because of that. And there's just this whole Moonspell, the whole side of you that is Omega White will go unheard. So was there any thought to making Omega White a double album with Alpha Noir?
There was a lot of thoughts, and we knew that when we set ourselves to a double album, it was first and foremost as a creative principle that we liked so much that we wanted to share with our fans. And obviously, you have to consider a lot of stuff when you are stuff that you pointed out when you are releasing, because nowadays, you know, it's not like in the 90s where you had a record and people went to the stores and bought it. And nowadays, things are a bit different, sometimes are a bit harder, and there's a lot of stuff involved. But Moonspell had, in a way, to choose between the less of many evils. You know, and what we wanted to do was to keep the artistic integrity while getting this into people. So I think that even though, you know, special editions are very sought for, and I think that creates a special interest also in Omega White, the way the band sees it, it's like a double album, and it's something that people to have access to this big picture that we took of all the Moonspell musical influence on a double album that, you know, times to 80 minutes of music. I think, you're right, and that it should be available, but also we cannot be naive, you know. I think some people will get the special edition, but even if they don't get it, they will get it online. So it's not really a problem these days for people not to contact with the songs or with the special editions, because, you know, nowadays we have to divide things between people that do not buy the records and people that actually buy them. And I think they are really chosen from the degree of intensity you have towards a band. You know, as a fan, for sure you will try your best, you know, to contact with both albums. If the special edition is sold out, you'll move on to the next plan because you really want to listen to that song. So I think we're quite safe on that side. I think a double album will be too much on a fan's pocket, you know, to release this album now and Omega White afterwards will be probably better for the band and for the business, you know, because there will be more shows, there will be more things coming our way, but that will break artistic integrity. And I think if someone really, really craves to listen to this dual experience with Moonspell, they will find a way of getting there. What we didn't, we couldn't be stopped from doing was to have these albums out at the same time. That's what we really were keen in doing, and Napalm was all for it as well.
And I was going to ask you about the artistic integrity aspect, because I got the feeling that releasing Omega White, say, 6 months or a year from now, wouldn't be keeping in line with the theme of it being a companion piece to Alpha Noir. So I was going to ask you, was there any thought given to Omega White being released later? But you're saying artistically, it just would not work with what you're trying to convey?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it all started that the way we didn't, you know, invented anything. I think things came to us in a way, because the first three songs we did for this album was Lycanthrope, Love is Blasphemy, and White Omega, the opener of Omega White. And we knew exactly that we could go the way of, for instance, Night Eternal, which is an album that worked really well, and have like a more of a regular musical album, regular project thing, and do it like we always did it. But I think Moonspell wanted, you know, to have more time for the songwriting. We definitely wanted to write more songs as well. And we were working under like a motto that was to be every Alpha song should be like a stronghold, something that you cannot take down so easily, something really solid and exciting. While Omega White, we wanted to craft those songs more as jewels, but we wanted to make a lot of them. And we wanted to make also a lot of Alpha songs. So the only viable option really was to go, and creative option was to go into the songs by splitting Moonspell's nature almost in two. You know, it's not like the sound is completely, the revolution is not the songs or the sound. It's the fact that we probably, assuming this dual nature, this bipolar nature, we could write better songs and we could work more on each song nature without being concerned. And musicians have this dilemma sometimes, you know, you're writing something spontaneous but it's too hard for your style, or it's too atmospheric. And in Moonspell there's always this tendency to mix, and sometimes we create albums like Ulfar, for instance, where you have end up having Erotic Alchemy, but you have also you know, Alma Mater. And I think one of the best examples we did was actually Religious, which is an album that it's, it has a very distinctive togetherness. You know, the songs do not all sound the same, but they have a line that is really special in between them. And that's exactly what we wanted to do with these Alpha and Omega songs, but this time around with more songs, and this time around with a more ambitious musical project as well.
So do you know if Napalm Records has any intention of promoting Omega White in addition to Alpha Noir? And what I'm getting at is that here at our radio station, we did not receive Omega White, but we did get Alpha Noir. And granted, the styles are different with the two albums, but is there going to be any promotion for Omega White specifically from Napalm Records?
I think they will eventually start releasing the songs. You know, these days the industry came to a point, you know, that even sometimes it's difficult to do your job and to promote stuff. I'm always dealing with protocol, and I think the internet kind of messed up everyone. So sometimes I kind of understand, you know, they want to protect the album. They don't want the album to be out online or whatever, because it only takes one person with not so good intentions for that to happen. So they kind of kept it a little bit a secret with the Omega White. But I think once the album is released, you know, I think they will have to release the songs too for airplay in the radio. And especially because when you listen to those, they will be very, let's say, almost, it's always dangerous to say that, but they are catchy. And they are really, you know, I'll just say radio-friendly even. They sound really, really good. And I think they will start by doing that, especially because there's a song coming out as a video as well. So I think it's a question of time. For me, it's very hard as well, you know, to be speaking with Omega, of Omega, without people listening to the songs, you know. And back in the day, we had access to everything. And sometimes you get some, you know, a promo that has some beeps or doesn't have all the songs or fade outs.
Right.
Kind of something that I think, you know, obviously it's the label's policy to do that, and I have to understand it to a certain degree. But I think it doesn't make the difference. I would prefer personally for people to listen to the songs, and I think sooner or later you'll get the songs, and I'm pretty positive about that.
Well, I'm going to get them personally when I buy the deluxe edition for myself.
Oh, yeah. that's, you know, that's not the shortest way, but yeah.
Well, I mean, that's you know, if every once in a while, we find ourselves in a situation here at 106.1 where, you know, personally, we've got to go out and buy records if we want to have them on the air because we just don't get hooked up by the labels. And it may happen with Omega White, but either way, we're going to have it on the air, no matter how different it is. I mean, anybody who knows Moonspell, no one's going to be surprised by Omega White. People expect this, so nothing's going to shock me with Omega White, I can guarantee you that. When I spoke with you, this was way back in like 2000, it was in 2006, you were playing live at a strip club in New Hampshire, of all places. And we were talking about the live set list, and you were saying that creating a live set list depends on songs that come across powerful live. And, you know, some songs you said don't come across powerful live. You mentioned Handmade God, for example. So having said that, Omega White live, are we going to hear it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, when it comes to the set list, there's always, you know, sometimes a big pressure between songs people want to listen, the songs that are essential on your set list, which kind of in a way represent your classic songs.
Of course.
I think I'm always a little bit, you know, not at ease to say classic songs of Moonswell, because classic songs are classic songs from Maiden and, you know, and stuff like that. But I think that throughout the years, and even when we got from Night Eternal to Alpha Noir, I made a challenge to Moonspell, and it was very well received. And I think sometimes you have to, you know, go and work hard because you become a better band. And the challenge was for us to learn a lot of the songs that we actually either didn't play live because we didn't think it works. So we did this special tour here in Portugal. It was Moonspell, different versions of our music with a small three-piece choir and four cellos and the percussion play. We did this last winter. And Handmade God was actually the opener because it was more of an acoustic set, you know, still dark with a little bit of electronic here and there. And it was a quite big success in Portugal. And that's the thing we are taking to Wacken, because they really liked it and they wanted something different. They are having a lot of special projects here this year at the Wacken, so we're going to do that now regardless. We have a new album, and also we're going to take the chance to play there some Omega White songs. And in the past few months of touring, before we, you know, kind of stopped touring to finally record the album or everything that was left to record, we did, for instance, Wolf Art Night. And it was amazing because it was like being young again and all this atmosphere and this nostalgic feeling out of that. So we kind of can really handle most of our songs live. And I think, for instance, Omega White songs will tie in really, really well with Irreligious songs, while Alpha Noir will tie really well with Memorial songs, Night Eternal, Antidote, even Wolf Art. So I think right now... that we took, you know, ourselves into a stage where we are we have more repertoire to play live. It's a more comfortable situation because sometimes, for instance, we have this song from Wolf Art. We tried it called An Erotic Alchemy. We tried it
a couple of times
a different version, and it didn't work, so we took it off the set. And when we did the Wolf Art night, we played it exactly like the original, and it worked really well as the original. So you don't know everything about your band. It's a discovery where when you are dedicated that you have day by day. It's more of a daily thing. You know, it's not just going on tour and sleep during the day and playing during the night. There's a lot of the human factor involved, especially in a Portuguese band where we all used to grow up with families and brothers and sisters. So there's this community thing going on, and when you spend time and you spend quality time with your bandmates as well, you kind of also get each other support in order to be better and to become a little bit more interesting for the fans as well. I imagine definitely an Omega White song with more Omega songs, let's call it this way, from the past repertoire. It could be Erotic Alchemy, you know, it could be Can't Be from Butterfly Effect. Can be a lot of songs. And I think one thing that sometimes might have been a disadvantage for Moonspell, which is to have such a diverse catalog, I think nowadays, with more maturity, we can handle that definitely better.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely do have a diverse catalog. You know, I feel like a song like Can't Be or Go Song or Magdalene, I think they're not out of place when you're performing songs like The Southern Death Style or All Once right. It Was Ours or At Tragic Heights. You know, Moonspell's had such a diverse musical career. I think it all works together. So I really would want to hear, you know, the Omega White songs next to songs like the heavier stuff from The Antidote or Memorial as well. And but then again, I have full trust in Moonspell. I think you guys can do anything, really, honestly. And I really do. I mean, I think in a live setting, I'd want to hear all different styles, including like Can't Be, which is a bit different. I think it would work, and the fans would expect it. I mean, they know what to expect from Moonspell. Now, I want to get a little personal here. I understand that you will become a father any day now.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The one thing in life that is better than metal is your children. I have children, and there's nothing better in the world. I got to know, have your bandmates used this opportunity to give you a hard time? Are they calling you daddy or giving you tips on changing diapers?
Not at all. I mean, Peter has two kids already,
mm-hmm.
The oldest is already 9. The kids were grown up almost already. So it's a very intense life, and sometimes we didn't, you know, follow everything from Pedro because, you know, we were touring, we were busy, he had his things, but he always kept it very well together. While I'm more of a chaotic person, so probably I inspire more fear into people around me. But I think that, it's a great experience, and everybody's quite excited about that because it's Fernando's son, you know, and it's something that is being anticipated for quite a while in Moonspell until I find the right, time and wife and all of that. So I think I have theorized a lot about, you know, becoming a father. One thing is for sure, you can never plan these things. The album is coming out here in Europe on the 27th of April, and my son is due for the 21st or the 22nd, so it will be like a double danger, but also double joy in a way, and I'm quite on a natural high these days, even though there's a lot of stuff to do when it comes, as you know, in the months when the album is released, and we have shows and tours planned. But I kind of agree with what you said in the beginning. You know, people sometimes are concerned, and babies nowadays are more important than ever. They are the true value, you know. In our parents' time, you know, having the kid was the most normal thing in the world. Now we have, scans, and we have classes that prepare you for birth and all of that, and I'm going to all of that. I have to confess.
Oh, that's great.
You know, and in the end, it feels really great, and it feels like you are in the verge of a very, very important and life-changing experience. And obviously, it's like what Seinfeld said once in an episode. It's like you are creating your own people, you know, and you'll try to influence them. So I try, you know, obviously there's a lot of anxiety involved because my wife, she's 9 months pregnant, so we're just waiting, you know, for our son. When he decides to come out, he will. But on the other hand, it's quite something I feel I'm very ready to embrace, because sometimes I think a kid focuses you, your priorities, and sometimes you spend time with a lot of stuff that by the fact that you have a kid, you don't have any more time to spend on that stuff. And I think you become like a better person and someone not so self-centered. And I'm looking forward to do that as well, you know, because I think it's one of, say, metal is great, music is great, but I think, you know, to have our own flesh and blood created is something that is really magical and it's really mysterious at the same time. So I'm living this experience fully. I run from the practice to go to the, you know, pre-birth classes, and it's great. Sometimes it feels I'm divided right now among a universe of darkness and alpha noir and Baudelaire books and yellow bath tubes, you know, and things that smell nice. So it's great, you know, you cannot. But obviously, my son has two drawers inside his room, you know, day-to-day stuff and clothing and all of that. And then he has his get-out or a go-out clothes, which is all these baby girls with I'm the future of metal, my father tattoos, you know, this kind of stuff they sell now. Even Moonspell has some saying Moon Babies. And my wife, she's a musician as well, so after it's like 2 or 3 months, we will go on tour, either with me or with her. So it's kind of, you know, the series Carnival. I feel we will connect to that in a way with our kids.
Well, I don't envy you having to go on tour with having a newborn and an infant, but as you know, life, personal life directly influences an artist. So, you know, maybe the next album will have some themes that you write that have never been on a Moonspell album before. And hey, I'd love to hear a Moonspell lullaby. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm really. I bought these lullaby CDs from, you know, there's a lot of bands like AC/DC and Metallica and all of that. But I think in Omega White, there's a kind of stuff that I'll probably introduce my son to because it's very melodic and hypnotic, kind of a lullaby. But I thought a lot about that. And, you know, when he's born, it's something different. But on the other hand, when you already know that you are becoming a father, and I already knew while I was completing some of the lyrics for the Alpha Noir and Omega White, I kind of, some people told me, so you mellow out. I say, I never wrote angrier lyrics, you know, because my son is coming here, so I'm trying to make some way for him as well, saying already all the bad stuff I possibly can on lyrics such as Alpha Noir and exercising the demons. But I think one thing is for sure. I want my son to contact from a very early age with the solar and the lunar side of man. I think that's really, really important. You know, that's why my son will have his toys, but sometimes he will listen probably to Sarcophago or Black Metal.
There we
or,
go.
You know, show him some monsters. Because I think both experiences are important, definitely.
I totally agree with you. You don't want to terrorize the kid, but you want to show him what the real world really is. I mean, there's the alpha and omega, the black and white, and I totally get what you're saying. You know, Fernando, I could talk to you for at least another hour, but we've run out of time. I know you're on a schedule. You've got other interviews to get to. I want to remind everybody that the new album, Alpha Noir and Omega White, are released this month on Napalm Records. And Fernando, one last thing. What's the best way for fans to get in touch with you and the band?
Well, we're kind of getting now this Facebook thing going on. We're really bad at that. But we have two pages, Moonspell Official Band and Moonspell Band as well. So all the news are there. And sometimes when we have the time, we do this little Q&A with the fans. We just did one, so people want to know about stuff. So I think that's probably the best way of now getting in touch or via MySpace and all of that. And obviously, there's always the personal contact, so don't be shy if you come out to the gigs. We're not the guys that hide backstage. Sometimes we don't even have a backstage, a backstage area to hide to anyway.
Right.
So whenever you know come across us and like our music and like our show, we can have you know, a beer or two, or you know, talk some metal, talk about Portugal and the States. So, I mean, it's always a pleasure to meet them, people like us, you know, so just don't be shy. And also thanks for the support and the interview. And we will be in the U.S. because we are really trying, you know, to make a point there and to also to be able to bring a better show into overseas. So, I mean, we're here. Enjoy Alpha Noir and try to get Omega White as well, you know, and get inside this big twisted universe that we have created. But there has a lot of humanity behind it as well.
Awesome, Fernando. Awesome. Really, again, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Congratulations on impending fatherhood. It is the greatest thing in life, no doubt about it.
All right.
And I will definitely see you on the road. Hopefully not at a strip club in New Hampshire this time, but I will see you on the road. And best of luck with the new albums. Really appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, Fernando.
See you soon then. Okay.
See you soon. Horns up.
Bye.